Yeah, my name's Tony Ominelli. No, I'm really nervous, actually. I don't know if it changes. It's good to be in a meeting. You know, I'm really grateful to be here tonight. It's an honour to be asked to be here. It's good that I know what's wrong with me today. And even better than that there's a programme that can help me with me. You know, and I used for 25 years. All sorts of drugs. You know, progressively, when I was young, 13, I started. You know, I had a good time for the first 20 years, to be honest with you. I'm not going to sit here and lie, you know. And that progressively got worse. Progressively, the more drugs I used, the more problems I got. And, my consequences got a lot worse as time went on. And I used on those consequences. I always believe I was a victim of society. Someone mentioned it and I thought, yeah, that's me. And I really believed it. You know, that was a lie. You know, the truth is, I come from my mum was a single parent, and, you know, I was bringing up three kids, and, she'd done a great job. I had a lot of love in the house. There was always food on the table. But I always thought that I was something missing in my life. And so I found that in drugs. You know, it was a solution to my problems. I was in and out of prison as a young age. Either selling or going to get money to buy drugs. I started selling drugs. Wasn't so much for a fast car and a big house. It was I had a constant supply, and I've done it for many years. And as my drugs progressed, as my drug use progressed, I actually thought, didn't believe I was an addict. You know, I thought I had a problem, or I had a little habit that I might grow out of. You know, I tried all sorts of stuff to stop. You know, I even convinced myself if I had a hobby, I'll I'll be able to stop. And so I went out and bought a load of fishing gear one day. And I've gone to the local park and set it all up. And I didn't even know what I was doing, to be honest with you. Then I decided maybe I need to do sea fishing. Because I weren't getting anything, and we were buying a shelter, a little tent, and I'm sitting in there, and I've just called the dealer, and I ended up sitting in there, done night fishing, night smoking, as you do. So that didn't work. So I got camera gear, and I thought I'd be a photographer. So I went around the local parks, took pictures of Battersea Power Station, and I don't think I ever got any of the films produced, and I tried all sorts of stuff. 2005 was when I first went into treatment. Someone said to me, the desire to stop using drugs goes after 90 days. I thought, right, get away from the problem. I go down to Bournemouth, because London's a problem and the people I'm around. I'll get down there and I'll be okay. So, 3-month program rehab, I thought I'd do a 6. It was summertime, it was a nice place to be, Bournemouth. And so I embarked on this rehabilitation centre. I was very dishonest in there, me being me, I paid someone to do a step one for me. copied a step two and a step three. I thought I was being really smart. I tried all sorts of ways of getting around this. I didn't want to have a sponsor. I didn't want to do the steps. I was looking at step four. I hadn't even done step one. And I thought, that's not for me. And, I actually walked out of treatment. Oh, yeah, I fell in love. So I had a little relationship in there. And I thought I was all right. Put on a bit of weight, sleep pattern was okay, and I was okay. And I walked out 2 weeks before graduating. Someone said to me, you better get a sponsor. I thought, I sponsored myself, which I'd done for 3 weeks. I come back to London. I remember going out with a friend and they were all drinking, and I was saying, I don't need a drink. I was quoting all the stuff I'd learned, and I was white knuckling it, you know. And then in the end, I thought, I'll have a couple of glasses of champagne. I ain't got a problem with drink. You know, drink's not my problem. And I started feeling a bit tipsy, and then got drunk. The guy I was with, he had a bag of cocaine. I said, give me that bag of cocaine. He said, well, no, you can't, because you've got a problem. I said, no, cracking heroin's my problem. I can have a sniff. And that was it. I was gone. You know, and my pride, my ego wouldn't let me, allow me to go and ask for help again. So I was out there, and I was using on the quiet, because I looked all right. No one had known, and I believed that. You know, I used to go up to people, and they didn't even ask me, are you doing well? I used to go, yeah, I'm clean, you know, I'm really doing well, and look at me like, well, yeah, imagine. And that got really, you know, although I'd done a dishonest program in the rehab, and well, I didn't do a program, I'd done a bit of rehab, and it was a seed that was planted. You know, my using after that was pretty horrific. You know, I used to use a lot of drugs after that to try and take that away. And I used to hear people in meetings say, you know, the drugs stopped working. My head would say, you're going to the wrong people. The gear must be shit. I can get you some good stuff, you know. And that's how my head used to work. But I used to, you know, I was using, I was doing some horrific things. You know, I walked away from my son. You know, he was two years old, and I couldn't cope being a father, plus they were getting in the way of my using, to be honest. And I walked out, you know. I got an older son who's now 21, but you know, he didn't want to know, and he left home, and I was glad. I was sick of only using the bathroom, and you know, it was horrific, my using, and I couldn't stop. I just couldn't stop using. So, and if I did get a couple of days clean, I couldn't stay clean. And it got to a point where, like I say, my ego and my pride wouldn't allow me to ask for help. And I'll never forget, it was about 14 months ago, I was sitting in my flat, and I had drugs. I had a firearms in the house as well. And I actually felt that, you know, the drugs were not working, you know, and I thought, I'm going to end my life here. I really, I was going to take my own life, and thank God I didn't. You know, then I went back into a detox centre. It was my first time in a detox centre. You know, I tried numerous times at home detoxing. I used to treat myself at the end of the week for doing so well. You know, deserve a bag, you've done really well. And so if you don't use for 3 days, you'll be all right. You know, I've done all that stuff. You know, and you know, I used to think I couldn't get it. You know, I can't get this program. It wasn't that I can't get it; it's I wasn't willing to get it. You know. But anyway, I've gone through a detox, gone back into rehab, and don't begin. Fell in love. Keep doing that. Then I believed it. I remember saying to my key worker at the time, he said, were you attracted to her? Is it lust? And I said, no, I'm attracted to her mind. He said, yeah, right. I can really see you two playing Scrabble. So anyway, I was asked to leave the rehab, you know, 3 months. And you know what? I started to panic, so I actually got a sponsor. I really threw myself into this program, you know, and I'd done my own step one, two and three, you know, and, you know, I've done service, got my home groups, I do. You know, I do what's suggested today, you know, and I'm really grateful to my sponsor, and his sponsor, and his sponsor. You know, it's been passed to me freely, you know, and this is priceless. And, you know, I'm really grateful for this 12-step program. because it's repaired my life, you know. You know, I wouldn't even say I wanted my life back because I never had one, really. You know, I used to have all them defects. I was inconsiderate, selfish, self-centred, dishonest. You know, and these programs, these steps have actually helped me rebuild that and look at my stuff, you know, and I'm really grateful for that, you know. What can I say? I do service, yeah, you know. It's not all about me today. You know, someone said, you know, it's not about you today. Well, it is about me. It's just not all about me. And, you know, that's why and I still keep coming back. I always say to newcomer, I keep coming back. I also need to keep coming back, and I do. You know, I'm very grateful to NA as a whole, you know, because my family don't always understand. You know, I get a lot of love from home, but they don't understand. I'm not like other addicts. And you know, it's good that I can come to meetings, hear other people's experiences, strengths and hopes. I'm very grateful for that. Faith and I came to the detox. And people that took me for coffees, you know, and kept that phone contact in the beginning, in the early days, you know, and rung me up. You know, so I can't do this on my own. You know, I need all the help I can get. You know, and I just want to thank those people, like, you know, and there's a few of them in the room here tonight, you know, for believing in me, you know, enabling me to believe in myself. You know, and as a result of that, my life has stopped getting better. You know, I've got my son back in my life. Doing a parachute jump on Sunday. Yeah, it's just hope it opens, eh? But you know what? Thanks very much anyway. I'll leave it there. Thank you.